Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. This is going to be an immediate reaction to Mayweather McGregor All Access episode dos. And they had me entertained. I'm telling you, there was a part of this where I just turned to my girl and I was like, no. And she's like, what? And I'm like, no, they're not going to show it.
And they did.
I bet you want to know what I'm talking about. So we will get into that and all the details of this All Access episode number two. Right here, you know the number 1-425-569-5241. International callers, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. We're going to go out to the Golden State, home of the Hipster Hunter.
Dalla DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Yes, the hipsters here, haters beware. All Access episode 2 for Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Conor McGregor was tonight. This is our immediate reaction show. My immediate reaction, I liked it. I thought it was definitely better than the first one. There were still parts of it I didn't like, to be honest. There was definitely aspects of Floyd's overall narrative that he is now pitching right now that I just think doesn't sell to me personally. I thought they did a decent job covering Conor McGregor and his backstory. And I can't wait to chop it up with the panel, Mr. Kaz Weezy back in the flesh, Mr. No Shirt Enrique, and I can't wait to chop it up with the rest of the callers and everyone on the show. Peace.
No Shirt Enrique heading out to the Garden State.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused, stay working with my dad.
I said fuck you.
Guys, I'm saying, right, boxing voice. Because if he comes to fight, then I'm going to do this part right
now. I said fuck you.
I think you're accurate.
Yes, what's up, Ness? What's up, Matt? Yo, if you have that Clarissa Shields on DVR, hit the thumbs up, first of all. All Access, yes. Has it ever crossed your mind that Floyd Mayweather was hurting? I think Conor McGregor has affected him emotionally because he's constantly saying he's not hurting. And I got this much money and that much money. And I have him watch and ask for his bag, mention most money and more money and more money. And we haven't forgotten his name is Money Mayweather, right? And his promotion team is called the Money Team, right? When I want to do it, how I do it, when I have this time, my watch doesn't have the time, et cetera, et cetera. But the fighter side, the tough man swag, no bodyguards, hard work, dedication was all Conor McGregor. Question is Floyd Mayweather overlooking McGregor? That's what I got from this show. And fans, the casual fans, that is, are they starting to believe that August 26th is going to be 49-0? 49-1? Yes? No? I did.
I mean, now, for a casual fan,
I'm saying I believe that it's spilling towards that based off this show. We saw no workout for Floyd or McGregor.
Now, as a casual fan, do you recognize that Floyd Mayweather is an executive producer of this show? And he could therefore bend the narrative.
Sir, as a filmmaker, as a critic of TV, as a movie man who's after the movie, I'm fully aware I am fully aware that Floyd Mayweather is the executive producer and show titties and ass to promote his girl collection. But I also know that Conor McGregor was putting in that real fighter work as Floyd used to do. He was on vacation. It's still good. He may be overlooking Floyd. I mean, McGregor. I am the casual fan who said, whoa, is he overlooking and will it be 49-1 come the 26th?
But what gives you the impression that he's overlooking?
It was just too relaxed, man. It ain't the Floyd hard work. That hard work. What? Hard work. And you know, the whole gym clapping and he's hitting that heavy bag and he's just talking shit while hitting the heavy bag, dripping in sweat. You know, that was road skating. We going shopping for $10,000 purses for my daughter. My kids, you know, this flip-flops are fitting, right? Are you sure they fit? Because we ain't coming back to the mall. You know, that kind of shit wasn't hard work.
Flying to Miami for the weekend.
I don't know.
Matt, you said something earlier about, I'm not feeling this narrative that Floyd is selling. What narrative exactly is it that you believe he's selling?
He's selling it that he's like Enrique said, that he's overlooking Conor. I mean, that's the one thing that you want to, that you're thinking this entire fight, man, like Mayweather's so arrogant about the money. Like he doesn't even care about Conor. He's not even training. He's doing yoga. He's flying to Miami. He doesn't give a shit. He's going to the strip club. He's having a good time. And like Enrique said, going shopping for, you know, $40,000 for school shopping, you know, at Gucci, you know, like. But again, that's supposed to make you think that. We know that Floyd is training. We know in this entire time he's been training. We know in Florida he was at Kevin Cunningham's gym, but they didn't show a single picture or footage of that. But we know he was there. We know he put in rounds there. See, so there's a lot that we're not seeing because...
You know what's funny about what you said? Floyd happened to use the same gym we use for Border Wars. I'm just saying. Hashtag just saying.
Hashtag just saying that tonight I'm going to put out a third round.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
From that very same gym.
Get off the effing, man. Get off the effing.
Same gym.
From that very same gym in that very same ring that Floyd Mayweather was in there, you know, swinging them things. Yo, since I rhymed on purpose, it was to talk about that. Did anybody get a kick out of that? That Floyd, who doesn't want to be called Junior, you know, went into full-blown Floyd Mayweather senior mode and started rhyming. Yeah,
I noticed that. I liked it, though.
I missed that.
I did like it, too.
It was in the Miami montage at the very end.
Right away, my girl was like, wait, is he a rapper? And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, no, a rapper? And I'm like, no, not like that. But it's him and his father. They on some poetic shit.
What'd he say?
They like Ali. They want to make little rhymes and shit.
I missed it. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Catch it on the playback.
I guess so.
Because I definitely don't have it verbatim. For that. Forget about that. But
and plus the whole girl collection strip club scene, it was just a big infomercial for the money team brand. But, like it felt like a commercial.
But I'll be honest, you know, while I said that, right, I turned obviously to my girl. I'm like, yo, he's fucking, you know, using this to promote his strip club. And then as he started to talk and the plans for the strip club, I turned to her and also said, holy shit, no one's ever done that. Like, I'm a guy that's frequent dozens of strip clubs throughout the world. Like, every city that's popping, I've probably checked them out, you know. Magic City, I was in there. No, I'm joking. But for real, though, there is no Magic City only in Atlanta. That's the thing. So it's like, oh, shit, I'm in Atlanta. I got to go to Magic City because there's only one. But if Floyd... you know, does what he says from a business standpoint, it's never been done and it could be the shit, especially if he's going to franchise it the way that he's saying across not only the world, I mean, the U.S., he said the globe. So like, that's fucking dope too. I mean, from a business standpoint, because we all know fucking, come on, Matt, that's your favorite place to hang. You tell me that's going out of business with the name fucking Mayweather, whatever it's called. It's not.
No, it's never going out of business.
Best girls are going to be lining up for you know, to try to work there. And,
you know, those girls are making bank.
Oh, they're making bank.
Oh, they're making great money. they're going to pay for all their health care at the top notch premiums, you know.
It was pretty informative to find out too that it's topless because it's a gentleman's club. You know, it's not a strip club,
which are classier, of course.
You know, strip club, they're fully nude. Not at Floyd's. Floyd's
sort of informative, like Matt said, that Floyd Mayweather, while in Florida, was working out at Kellingham's gym. You know what I mean? Bringing it back to boxing.
Well, I mean, it's really not boxing. It's the 20. I mean, it's the all access episode.
Right. But I mean, about the fight that is about to happen. That's why all access.
Oh, you want to get back into what they did show, what they had.
Oh, you want to be serious?
No. You know what it is, Matt? We were excited for a minute. There was that point in this all access episode where, you know, my heart started to beat. I was like, wait.
We texted each other. We were texting each other.
Where? At the strip club?
I was like, wait a minute. They're strapping them up. Oh, wait a minute. I remember those fucking gloves. Paulie. That's Paulie. Oh, Paulie's.
Oh, in the jean shorts. There's Paulie.
Are they really going to show fucking Paulie? Oh, my God. And then, boom, the screen goes black. We don't know what happens.
As expected.
And right away, McGregor says, I did what I said I was going to do. I fucked them up. So I was like, whoa.
Right. Okay. And then when they interviewed Paulie, he said there's strategies that he's doing. There's setups while I'm setting him up.
Yeah, but they set Paulie up. You seen that. They interviewed Paulie first and then gave McGregor that end out where it was like, yeah, I whooped his ass. Paulie don't know that. Paulie probably seeing that now. Did you check his Twitter? Check his Twitter, man.
I checked it right after the show. I'll check it again right now. And see
I saw Paulie jump into the car service, I was like, yo, this is like a mob movie.
He's about to get hit.
Made man.
Yo.
And they're about to cut him.
And to be honest with you, like, no disrespect to my mans and Paulie, but he was looking a little bit chubby coming through that Vegas International like that with the blue on. I mean, man, he was looking like the puff, like the creams. I mean, I don't even know. He was just looking like he had a lot of cheek in him.
He looked like a lot of cheek after the fight. I was wondering if that was swell during his interview, post-sparring fight interview.
I looked at that and I didn't see any of that redness on those photos floating around, but I do know that, you know, Welps.
I was a little bit.
That was the first spar, and the one with the redness was the second.
Good point. Good point, Enrique.
Allegedly.
Wow. Did you notice McGregor throwing roundhouse kicks?
Yes. In the background, my girl was like, oh my God, can he do that during the fight? Can he do it? Yo, they got the casual sucked in for sure.
Is Lucy sucked in? Does she want to pay the $100?
Oh, she doesn't even know that it's $100. You just informed her.
I thought it was $120.
Oh, you didn't know. Oh shit. So she's sucked all the way in. She even knew the price.
Selling it out.
It's over, bro. It's over.
Damn.
Yeah. So let me see. You know, I'm kind of getting real tired of the daddy role. You know,
from Floyd,
I know it's gonna come off wrong, and some people, oh, Ness, you're a little dickhead. But, like, how many times are you gonna show us the daddy role? Like, okay, yeah, you're one of the coolest dads in the world,
yeah,
but we need another scene. Wow. I, like Enrique, am lacking that boxing, that training. You know, I want to go back to the days of the doghouse where people are beating the gym floor, the ring floor, and there's people actually sparring in there. I want to see some of that. I want to go back to the days where the father is being thrown out and we're getting high-level drama. You know, look, I know that was the younger Floyd. You know, that was Pretty Boy Floyd. Now he's made money Mayweather because he's made the money and he's gotten to, you know, the position that he's in. But I need excitement. And he's leaving that all up to McGregor. And as a hardcore fan, like, I understand what McGregor represents, man. And it's in my eyes, it's no chance.
Listen, there's another highlight that came up. The Dublin boxing coach, when they went into that gym.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
point. Yeah, and then the coach.
Come on to backstory, Ness.
I wanted backstory. That's origin right there. They took us all the way back to Ireland, and somehow they made us believe that, hey, this guy who you think doesn't have any boxing experience actually started his fighting career as a boxer.
Which is true.
Boxing gym, which can be true or not. But the coach in there, or the trainer, also admitted yo, this guy is a puncher. He has a chance. Admitted that.
We created him. We made him ambidextrous.
But he also admitted he only has a puncher's chance.
Orthodox. He was orthodox, and we changed the wheel lad to be a southpaw. Give him
any hand.
Give him more tools in his tool belt. Horrible, horrible Ireland accent.
That was good.
Oh, that was good?
No. That's the effing talking, you know? Come on.
I don't drink effing. I don't know why you keep mentioning that.
All right. So what else? What else did we have? Shout out to Yaya at what? How old is Yaya right around now? 16 with a $20,000 bag.
$10,000 purse.
She's doing it.
That sounds like so little bit of money for Floyd, too. $10,000.
It's a $10,000 bag. I mean,
wait a minute. Are you saying that she should be receiving a more expensive bag?
Yeah, she should have like the freaking alligator bag by Hermes. The Python one-on-one purple made and
damn.
You know,
like a Cash Weezy setting the bar high. Set it high, yo. That's right. He wanna be money made. Set it high, Cash.
You know what I'm saying? She should be having that purple alligator, that the Chanel scarf to match, made out of baby seal skin. You know?
Baby seal skin. Damn. Yeah, we're gonna have people calling them out.
Rihanna has.
So any other scenes that stuck out?
Besides the strip club.
I'm gonna be honest, from like a business standpoint again. The Grant scene stuck out.
Oh, yes.
As a failure that I'm sure Grant didn't even realize.
Because of the correction that Conor McGregor said about, yo, this side is bigger than the other. This side's perfect, but this side is.
And did you notice that in the headgear he wore in Spawn wasn't bad?
Title. Exactly. It was title. So that showed that, that headgear, it wasn't right. So much so that he couldn't even use it, and he went with title. And the glove switched up a couple of times, too. But that was interesting and, unfortunate for Grant to be failing on such a grand stage.
Well, good to know that guy is Grant, because I seen him a couple times
in New York. He's here in New York all the time.
And also, if you notice that they had a specific shot of Conor lacing up Reebok shoes. Obviously, the UFC has a deal with Reebok. I was wondering how they're going to fit that into it. Obviously, that's some portion of it right there.
I didn't know about the deal with the UFC and the Reebok shoes, but I'll say this. Even Floyd is using those Reeboks. He has them in the silver. And if you start to pay attention, there's a lot of fighters that use those Reeboks. So, again.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Like after Doomsday, it's funny. It took Doomsday to buy them for me to see them on everybody. You know how it is when you get a car, all of a sudden you see that car? No different with these fucking Reeboks. It's like, oh, shit, yo. And I'll be texting them now like, yo, Floyd's got your shoes on. It's like, oh, look, this guy's got them on. It's crazy. So, yeah, those Reeboks really are used a lot in boxing. And obviously those Manny Pacquiao's. But those are expensive, bro. Those are like almost 200.
Okay.
Almost like the LeVar Ball shoes, you know? Big baller brand.
Almost like pair of Jordans.
So we got a couple calls. We might as well get out to them and then end this.
Yes.
Yeah.
UK. I can't believe Rob is up. I mean, it's early in the morning now, right?
4:30 a.m., 5 a.m.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's like 5:05.
Staying up late, man. Are they even?
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was gonna beat me, didn't ya? You predicted he's gonna beat me. He got smashed.
Why the Wilder so damn nice, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingBoys.com.
Rob. What's up?
What's up? I stayed up for that shit. I can't believe it.
How'd you watch it? Did they have it available for you guys?
I don't want to get anyone in trouble, right. But perfect. A certain person that rhymes with Switzwerg Swoo Sent me a stream.
I love it. I got you.
Yeah. But yeah, newsflash, Floyd Mayweather has got a lot of money. And breaking news, Conor McGregor thinks he's going to win. Fuck.
I believe that he believes he's going to win. I mean, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he might do, but we all knew that already. We didn't need to fucking keep me up till 4 a.m. to find it out. Shit.
You had to find out that Yaya got a $10,000 bag, though.
Yo, but Rob,
no, that was 20,000. I thought the bag was,
yeah,
20,
yeah, the bag was 20. But Rob, you had to at least been entertained by that moment where you thought they were actually gonna show Paulie sparring.
Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah, I did think, oh, hello, here we go. We're gonna finally see it, and we'll find out whether there was some bullshit going on or Paulie was right. But I can't find it now. But when virtually as soon as the show finished, the tweet came up, and I can't find it now, but it said something like, if Connor wants to pay for me to come, I'll go back and I'll kick his ass, which was apparently a quote from Paulie, but I don't know. I can't find it again now, whether it was removed or what, but I might stay up a bit longer. I think Clarissa Shields is going on soon, right?
She's sure is.
I'll stick with that stream from Switzerland.
Rob, thanks for calling in, man.
I like that name.
That is hilarious.
Shoes, who got the group? Got the stream, Shufu.
My name is Floyd. My name is Money Mayweather.
Yo, I like how Rob says, yeah, so we found out Floyd has a lot of money. Breaking news. It's true, man. Floyd is consistently talking about that dough. We got one more in Orlando. Majid, what's going on?
Majid?
Going once. Majid? All right. We got Jay.
Biddy.
J.D. in Texas.
JD, what up?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, JD?
There's a lot of things I like to do, so just try to get on my game for box, man. I don't know why they gonna call me, because I'm a 54 pounder, but I have a brother that's at 160.
JD, how good did Conor McGregor look?
To be honest, I'm out here working. I was listening to the show, so I'm taking y'all word for it. But one thing I did want to comment and say about this particular fight was, am I the only one that gets mad as a true boxing fan? You know, I kind of get upset when random people, you know, they see me on Facebook or whatever. They see most of my posts are boxing. And they coming up and they asking me about this fight. Like this is the only fight that's existing. You know what I'm saying? And it's a bittersweet kind of feeling because, okay, this will draw more people to the sport. But as a hardcore boxing fan, man, I don't know how to take this shit, man, to be honest with you. But I wanted to ask you that, like, do y'all get mad when people come up and ask y'all about this fight, like, this is the fight?
I kind of expect it. Like, the minute they start talking boxing, they get that look in their face, and they're like, and I'm like, Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. And it's like, yeah, what do you think? I mean, I got it in the airport. I get it all over, especially if I'm wearing a boxing-related shirt, for sure. But,
Yeah,
man. I don't know if I'm upset because thank God it's Floyd Mayweather. Just be honest with yourself. Thank God it's Floyd fighting him and not Danny, not Thurman, not Earl, not anyone else, because we could find vulnerabilities, but we never really found one in Floyd. We just never really found one. If I'm going to send a champion out there to defend all of boxing, it's Floyd Mayweather. It's Floyd Mayweather, man. I ain't got nothing to fear. But if you tell me McGregor was fighting like Canelo for all the marbles, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But Floyd has been near perfect all his life. I have no fear. So, yeah, all those fucking MMA fans that think like, oh, MMA's the shit. Fucking put him in the naked choke and rear neck, man. Get the fuck out of here. None of that shit going to work in the ring. You're going to have to fight and lose gracefully.
Naked choke.
Yeah, some rear butt naked choke they be talking about.
Yeah, man, I get it sometimes. And you know, real clearly, you just say, yo, you know Floyd's gonna make him look really bad. You know that, right? That's all.
Yeah, it's so easy to defend, right?
Yeah. But
I got to echo because she wants
but to. But hey, real quick, though, if another one come on with, I heard this guy earlier, he can't, this UFC fan, he's a hardcore.
Then what?
Yo.
You here?
I'm listening. I hear you, JD, but you have a bad echo, man.
Oh, my bad. Well, yo, but hit him with the stay in your lane soundbite, man. But I'm out, though.
All right, JD.
Well, that is last caller. Stay in your lane. You all late with that. But, man, yeah, I don't know, man. I guess final thoughts, right? It's final thoughts times. They definitely got me with the you know, I Enrique, you from a director's standpoint must have enjoyed the fact that right before we got that scene back in Dublin, they kept panning McGregor as he paced in the ring, but you didn't know who was on the other side of the ring, who he was legitimately supposed to spar with. I definitely enjoyed that. But in terms of the final thoughts again, it's doing its job. It's sucking us in. It's keeping us entertained, and I'm enjoying it for sure. I want to see more. Like Enrique, I do want a little more action, but more from McGregor, because I've seen everything I'm ever going to see from Floyd. And again, I'm like confident in Floyd. I need McGregor to influence me. I want to mention and again congratulate him bringing Joe Cortez, who's refereed all those Floyd Mayweather fights and knows exactly how it gets with Floyd, knows what Floyd complains about and what Floyd doesn't allow, because you know the referee sway in his favor, man. So yeah, I mean, they did a good job. They did a good job trying to show us that McGregor is fully capable of this. That's what all this was, showing us the UFC facility, showing us the elite, you know, former world-class sparring from a former division champion in Paulie Malignaggi, showing us just about everything, pulling out all the stops. Yo, Matt, does he live in Vegas? Because he was driving around in that Lamborghini, or is he renting? What do you think?
I know he has a place out there.
Okay. Speaking of places, Money Mayweather just putting a laundry list of houses, $30 million houses. I wonder how those things look. What does a $30 million house look like? Well, again, not house. He said mansion. Man. But I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Those were my final thoughts.
Thoughts were opposite of Nesta. I thought we saw a hard work dedication Conor McGregor, but we didn't see that in Floyd. So I'm hoping, as I know that today we broke a show with Paulie Malignaggi exiting the camp of Conor McGregor. So I knew that today we were not going to see that, or tonight rather, we would not see that. So next week we are going to see it. Looking forward to that. And hopefully we see a real sweaty talking shit Floyd Mayweather in the gym, hitting that heavy bag, that yellow and black Grant bag, hitting it, talking shit, hitting the body, off the that body suit, you know, that kind of stuff. And you know, see McGregor doing the same thing outside of the shopping, outside of, I mean, yeah, show the limos, but then, I mean, the Lambos, but let's get into the gym. That's what I want to be excited about. I want to see the sweat. I want to continue to think that, excuse me, I want to continue to think that McGregor is putting in 110% because he really is going to come in with an attack, and Floyd Mayweather can easily handle it, as the hardcores are letting us believe. So those are my final thoughts. Great show. Follow me, TBV underscore casual fan, TBV casual fan on YouTube, and at Fight Talk on Instagram.
And my final thoughts. I think Floyd Mayweather is an excellent executive producer of All Access. I think he has pitched a narrative and pitched a show structure to really show that Mayweather is overlooking McGregor, and McGregor is dedicated to boxing right now, and therefore there's a shot. There's a shot. We get a bunch of casuals now thinking there's a shot because of this. We get it on our shows. Every time we do a Mayweather McGregor show, we get UFC fans, we get MMA fans, we get Conor McGregor fans, and all three of those are different things as well. It's going to be interesting to see how they react when reality hits on August 26th, and I can't wait for the next episode because I want to see more of the backstory. I want to see them explore that more, because I think boxing fans like Ness is a great example of don't know McGregor. I think he is a great star. He has a great story. So why not build that up a little more? We're outside of footage of in the ring, footage of sparring, footage of training to help a guy like Enrique get sucked into the fight. So I think there's a lot of things they can do. I think they can still improve upon this series and make it better. I think this episode is better than the last. I hope the next episode is better than this one. I am Matt Thipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.
Peace.